blood donation. It's about life.
Sunny and 77 in Champaign-Urbana today, says meteorologist Ed Kieser. We'll have details after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The work on FutureGen, the $1.8 billion low-emission coal project in Mattoon, will continue despite the financial withdrawal of the U.S. Department of Energy. Angela Griffin is the president of the economic development group Coals Together, and she says she hopes the next administration will support FutureGen starting in January of next year.
Very few pieces of the project have been derailed. This is a setback, but we were all expecting it. We're not at all concerned that FutureGen will not be built in Mattoon. Please don't put us on the obituary page yet, because we are not at all dead.
Last week, the DOE terminated FutureGen, arguing it would exceed the project's budget. Griffin says the DOE's decision was politically motivated because the agency already spent millions of dollars on FutureGen.
Which makes this thing all that much more atrocious, that the federal government can spend $40 million and then walk away from it and empty-handed with nothing after spending that kind of taxpayer money.
Griffin says the FutureGen project continues to stay on schedule. She says this week geological experts will conduct a seismological survey, and the plans to purchase a land for the project by August are well underway. Closing arguments are expected to start in the trial of a former Bloomington police sergeant charged in a series of rapes. Attorneys say jurors could start deliberating in the trial of Jeff Pilo as soon as this afternoon. He's pleaded not guilty to more than 30 counts, charging him with raping four women between 2002 and 2005 and stalking another woman. The trial is entering its sixth week. Prosecutors have called more than 60 witnesses. Pilo's attorneys called only a handful of witnesses, including Pilo's wife. The 43-year-old former officer was not among those witnesses. Indiana's Court of Appeals is scheduled to hear arguments July 8th in the legal fight for control of the Terre Haute mayor's office. Former Democratic Mayor Kevin Burke claims that Republican Mayor Duke Bennett should not have been allowed to take office because his candidacy violated the Hatch Act. That's a federal law that limits the political activity of employees of some not-for-profits receiving federal money. Bennett formerly was the director of operations at Hamilton Center, which operates an early Head Start program that's funded by federal grants. Burke is arguing that state law requires that Bennett be removed from office, and Burke, as the person receiving the second most votes, should become mayor again. Burke appealed a Vigo Superior Court judge's ruling that he saw no evidence indicating that Bennett had willfully flouted the Hatch Act. Indiana's Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Jo Long Thompson, says she has chosen State Representative Denny Oxley of Southern Indiana as her running mate as lieutenant governor. Long Thompson has scheduled a series of news conferences around Indiana today to introduce Oxley. The fly-around is to begin in Sellersburg, which is close to Oxley's district. The 37-year-old is from the Crawford County community of English. That's about 50 miles west of Louisville, Kentucky. Oxley was first elected in 1998. The Democratic National Committee and Illinois Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign are moving in together. It's been announced that the DNC will move some of its key operations to Chicago for the rest of the election season. Ben Calhoun reports.
The DNC will move what's being described as the, quote, heart of its political outfit to Chicago. That includes its political and field organizing operations, which will be incorporated into Obama campaign headquarters on Michigan Avenue. The move is part of a push by the Obama campaign to merge its efforts with the DNC's. Spokespeople from both organizations say the goals are streamlining and efficiency. The move represents a shift from the last two presidential elections, when presidential and DNC campaign efforts were more separated. The announcement, of course, comes as the Obama campaign is making efforts to unify the party after a long and divisive primary. I'm Ben Calhoun.
A prominent Chicago architect who designed the University of Illinois Chicago campus has died. Walter Netsch Jr. was 88. He died of pneumonia yesterday at his Chicago home. That's according to his wife, Dawn Clark Netsch, who's a former state senator and comptroller who ran for governor in 1994. Walter Netsch was a Chicago native who graduated from MIT and later served in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He spent nearly all of his architectural career in the Chicago office of Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill. His first Chicago structure was the 19-story Inland Steel Building, which was completed in 1958 and is now an official Chicago landmark. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 Central with headlines at 8:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign in Sullivan and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35 and AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, we've had a lot of rain, but the ground is still pretty dry, at least in my yard.
Well, in the Champaign-Urbana area, it's been a bit dry for the past almost week compared to some other areas. We did get a lot of rain on the 3rd and 4th of June, and as a result, our monthly total here is around 6 inches, but over the last week or so, the total is only a quarter of an inch, including just 6 hundredths here yesterday afternoon with those thunderstorms, and just a trace here on Friday as the storms erupted just to our east.
Yeah, it's kind of like somebody put a big umbrella over Champaign-Urbana.
That's correct. So the ground in the upper few inches is now rather dry, and it's kind of amazing. Some people around here are going to have to really get out and water gardens and